Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect this afternoon. We appreciate you being with us this afternoon. We've got one of my good friends, Rodney Harrington. He is the inventor and founder of the H2Go handheld water purifying device. His company is called Aqua Research. They are based here in Albuquerque. So the inventor and founder, Rodney, that's a mouthful.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here today to talk about this technology and what we're doing worldwide. Our mission, of course, is to eliminate waterborne disease worldwide, and we believe we have technology that can do that.
Rodney, when I first met you here 4 or 5 years ago, I literally said these words to you. I think that your handheld water purifying device could literally be one of the greatest evangelical tools of the century. Christian mission organizations around the world, even people that do a lot of work in the United States in poor areas of our country, can purify water and help make it safe. Yeah. And I just appreciate what you're doing. Plus, we like to talk about New Mexico companies that are having an influence around the world. So Rodney Harrington with Aqua Research with us this afternoon, and you just alluded to, and I'd like you to expound upon, waterborne diseases and the mission you have to eliminate those in the world.
Okay, very good. So I've been in the water space for about 25 years, and a number of years ago began to realize that all the technologies were available. Cell phone rechargeable batteries, solar panels, all this stuff was cheap. And electrolysis is what we do. And while we have called this device a purifier, and that's a legal EPA term, it really is a device that makes a disinfectant from just salt water, salt as a feedstock, and you put that in the water that you've collected to make it safe, and it kills everything in the water. 9,000 people die every day worldwide from waterborne disease. 5,000 of them are kids under the age of 5. Half of the hospital beds in developing countries are populated by people with waterborne disease. In 2010, they had the big earthquake in Haiti. Since 2010, 9 years ago, 10,000 people in Haiti have died from cholera. Hundreds of thousands have gotten sick. 10,000 have died. Chlorine is the answer. Chlorine is the gold standard in disinfection and water treatment. We began chlorinating water in the United States in 1908. By 1940, we had eliminated typhoid. In 1900, the average age in the United States, believe it or not, was only 47 years old. By 1940, with the treatment of water through chlorination and water treatment in general, we had extended life expectancy to 63 years. That's a 16-year increase in 40 years just through intervention and disinfection and treatment of water in the United States. It is one of the greatest health interventions in history. The Center for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, UNICEF, all of them know and promote the use of chlorine in developing countries to save lives. Chlorine is what kills the bugs. There are a lot of filter technologies out there that can filter the water, take some of those things out. They can't take it all out usually. And those things fail without notifying the user that they failed. And they have to continue buying filters when they get fouled and dirty. Our technology works every time, and so it's making a disinfectant that you put in the water. And our little H2Go device is a little handheld, 4-ounce device. And
it looks about the size of a pager.
Yes, it's about the size of an old Motorola cell phone.
There you go.
Okay. And so with this device, it has a solar panel on it. It's got a rechargeable battery, and that battery is what powers the electrolysis. And you just put a little salt water in it. You make up the salt water and put it in. It's very simple. And it makes a disinfectant for the volume of water that you've selected on the device, anywhere from 1, 2, 5, 10, or 20 liters. That's 5 gallons. And 5 gallons is what everybody in the world carries around as a water container. And so you make the disinfectant. It sits there. You can see it happening. It's kind of a bubbling process in the salt water. When it's done electrolyzing the salt water, you pour that in the water. You stir it, and you wait 30 minutes to kill everything in the water, and it'll make the water safe. And so all it costs a family in a developing country in terms of salt that this thing uses is 50 cents a year to make 10 gallons of water safe a day. So every day they can make 10 gallons of water safe, and it only costs them 50 cents a year in salt. That's about a Morton's container full of salt. So it's pretty remarkable technology. When I began to see all the components coming together, it was easy to invent and develop. And the technology was originally developed with the government under a DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, contract for the military soldiers. It was deployed with the Marines, thousands of them. And so then we've adopted that to developing countries with these solar panels and rechargeable batteries. So it kills everything in the water. It's simple. You don't have to measure anything in the water. You just pour the contents of the little cell chamber in the water, and automatically doses the correct amount, so they don't have to think about anything.
Well, there's a lot of people that do a lot of camping, and
right.
They go to REI or some of these other sporting goods stores,
correct.
And they can buy the product.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go to REI.
And they use it for camping and disinfecting water. And what do you say to the people that are, you know, very, very concerned about their health? They buy all these really expensive filters to take all of the chlorine out of their tap water and everything else. I guess that's okay because the bugs are already dead, and then the chlorine's going to be removed, and then they drink it. But what people are not really understanding is that untreated water really is pretty dangerous.
It is. I mean, it kills, like I say, it kills 9,000 people a day. Now, in the United States, we have great laws. We have the resources. We have the EPA that regulates our drinking water, and they require a chlorine residual at every tap in every house. Of course, in the United States, all the filter companies are out there trying to sell you filters. They're saying, take all that nasty chlorine out of the water, but it's chlorinated at the time you open the tap. It may be filtered out there, and you're drinking it directly, but you don't want to take filtered or dechlorinated water and store it somewhere and save it, because it'll get contaminated again. You really want to keep the chlorine. And in a developing country, they don't have EPA regulations. They don't have distribution piping. They're going down to a river, a lake, a stream, puddle, anything to collect water. So we've developed this technology for those people. Now, the outdoor markets like it. You can go to Sportsman's Warehouse and places like that and get them. But our focus was to save lives at the bottom of the pyramid. It is, we believe, we have the global waterborne disease solution with this technology.
We have so many people with big hearts that want to help countries like Haiti. Everything going on in the Bahamas right now, huge need for water because the whole infrastructure's been destroyed.
Yeah.
So the reason we wanted to talk with you today is here's a product that has been invented and developed in New Mexico. You have products, some products are even manufactured here.
Yes,
And I wanted people to know, I wanted our New Mexicans to know what's going on. But Rodney, I want people to also know how they can help people here and around the world utilizing this product. So we have a lot more to go with Rodney Harrington. Mm-hmm. He is with Aqua Research. We're going to be back with more talk about water purification. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect.
Change is inevitable, like the weather. Is your home's heating system running? Remove dampener, check filter, inspect compartments. Wait, I might have to get up on the roof for all this? Inspect heat changer, shut down furnace, properly clean flame sensor. Wait, how do I do that again? Turn on gas valve and check for leaks. Wait, slow down. Gas leaks? Check pilot assembly tubes. Verify blower compartment door is closed. Ready or not, change is coming. When it does, call Bosque Heating and Cooling at 444-7200. That's 444-7200. We'd love to help.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. There is nothing like seeing an old classic car completely restored, except seeing an old classic car that's been kept like new by its owner since the day they bought it. Our lives are like that. Yes, God can restore us, and He does, but He also maintains those who belong to Him. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we will maintain your vehicle and restore your vehicle after those unfortunate breakdowns. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA Approved. And free towing with repairs. Just call for details. We are located in Rio Rancho at 2300 Southern Boulevard, on the corner of Southern Boulevard and Western Hills, across the street from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. and for maintaining your life and soul, or if you need to be completely restored to new? Jesus is the master of all, and he is only a breath away. Please call out to him.
The 2019 Star 88 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Star 88 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf. Our friends at Water Extraction Experts help tee up the Star 88 Golf Tournament.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Coming to you from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, Jim Williams in studio with Rodney Harrington, engineer, inventor, and founder of Aqua Research, based here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Rodney, you have invented a water purifier that is amazing. The handheld device is primarily what we're talking about, but you also have devices that'll take care of entire communities.
We have larger community-based devices. The little handheld device we call H2GO, H2GO. It'll take off on water to go. But we also have what we call a stream system. I'll talk a little more about that in a minute. But the little H2GO device will treat 75 gallons of water on each battery charge. That's 10 gallons a day.
And the battery charge is a
cell phone.
Is a
battery. It's a USB port. It's a solar panel on the device.
Yeah, the solar panel. You don't even have to have batteries.
You don't have to have a charger. You don't have to have anything. You can just use solar power. Okay. But any event, every time you charge this device, it'll treat 75 gallons before the battery is depleted. That's 10 gallons a day for a week. You charge it once a week, let's say, as an example. Now, you can use it five times. You can burn it down and recharge it five times in the day.
Sure.
You know, to make a lot of water a day. But generally for a family, 10 gallons a day, charge it once a week. It's like your cell phone. You can charge it 500 times before the battery starts losing its power. We all know about our cell phones. In 2 or 3 years, you're ready to go get a new one because the battery won't hold it. 500 times you can recharge it. That's 50 weeks a year. For 10 years, this thing will recharge and produce 10 gallons a day of safe water for a family. And again, it's only 50 cents a year in salt, a Morton's container of salt. So it's 4 ounces. This device makes water cheaper, safe water, cheaper than any other way there is to make water safe. There is no better way. It is 10 times cheaper than your Albuquerque tap water. It is 200 times cheaper than a bottle of water. You go down to Safeway, or excuse me, not Safeway, but Smith's or Albertson's, and you buy a bottle of water by the case. This little device will make water safe 600 times cheaper than buying bottled water. And another interesting fact, if somebody in a developing country can afford to buy bottled water, they're going to buy over 10 years 100,000 bottles of water. Okay? We can eliminate 100,000 bottles of water by using our device. That's 100,000 bottles of plastic. People don't realize how much plastic we use. Plastic bottles, hey, it's nice, clean, it's convenient. But we produce enough plastic bottles in the United States alone for drinking water. If you take those little 10-inch bottles and put them end-to-end, just what's produced in the United States on an annual basis, they will wrap around the planet 93 times.
Unbelievable.
And so each one of these little devices will eliminate, over its life, more than 100,000 bottles of plastic.
Well, you gave some other statistics in our first segment. You said 9,000 people around the world die every day from waterborne diseases.
Yes.
In Haiti alone, since 2010, 10,000 people have died from cholera.
That's correct.
And I'm thinking, if we had H2GO devices with families in Haiti, and we're going to talk about how people can help you accomplish that, cholera would be eliminated.
If they had these devices, there would be no cholera. Cholera is a bacteria. It's easy to kill with chlorine. But they're having to go to the river to get their water. The water's contaminated. They're drinking it. They're getting cholera. And 10,000 people in the last 9 years have died from cholera. this technology would eliminate 10,000 deaths if they had these devices.
And you actually have communities you can testify about right now that have been using the device that have eliminated those type of diseases.
For example, we work with Operation Blessing International. It's Pat Robertson's organization out of Virginia Beach. They're operating in 50 countries, and they have a big operation in Haiti. So they've deployed a lot of our technology down there, ALH2 goes, and they actually hike up into the mountains and get it to people that are living up in the mountains on a stream or something. And those people were getting cholera like everybody else. And a year after we had deployed them there, Dora, one of the workers there at Operation Blessing, hiked back up there to do a follow-up survey to see how they were doing. And when they got there, they were happy to see her, and they showed them the purifier. And she said, well, what do you think? And they said, we have no more cholera. We don't have any more cholera up here. We use these things every day. And so, yeah, it's gratifying.
So as our listeners want to consider how they can help people around the world, again, I think it's an evangelical tool, because the first thing you can do is walk into a community, help them improve the health of that community exponentially with treating the water. And then you have an opportunity to share your faith if you're asked about it. Or you have an opportunity to communicate and develop relationships. And that is really how we can serve people. And I'm amazed by the product. So you have developed a plan, and I want to go over this several times during our time together this afternoon, but you have developed a way to get these devices in the hands of people around the world. Tell us about that.
Right. Okay. People making $1 to $2 a day typically can't afford these devices. If you go to the retail store, you know, like Sportsman's Warehouse or Cabela's or REI, you can find these devices, or you can go online and find them for about $100. Now, we have to pay the stores their commissions and all that for their brick and mortar and for their employees to run them and all that. But we work directly with NGOs, we call them, non-government organizations, predominantly Christian organizations like Operation Blessing and Franciscan Friars, Friar Suppliers, Filipini Sisters, East-West Ministries out of Plano, Texas, other places that are going out.
Well, I know Calvary of Albuquerque's deployed a few down into Mexico and I think even to Haiti.
Right, yes. So there are many organizations we work with. We work directly with them. So we sell these to them at a dramatic discount, about half a retail price, so that they can deploy these things at a much cheaper rate. But typically, all of that they're getting, all of the devices that they're getting and the funds for it are coming from donations from their contributors and so forth. Mm-hmm. So they get the funds, typically $100 donation. Then they turn around and buy our technology. Then they've got money as well to go deploy and educate and train and get it transported to the countries and to do their mission, you know, helping these people stay alive. And quite frankly, you know, it's evangelization process as well.
You even have a process though of helping them to raise the money.
Yes.
Tell me how that works.
Well, Aqua Research is a for-profit company. My father helped me get this started. Bless his soul, he passed away in March here this year. But we have a lot of other local angel investors who have invested to help us get this technology off the ground, get it deployed, get it manufactured, get it distributed. And they expect a return on investment. So we are a for-profit company. But we know that people making donations really would like a tax deduction. Mm. So there are congressionally approved what they call donor-advised funds. And so we have set up a donor-advised fund called the Safe Water Fund with the National Christian Foundation, which is headquartered here in Albuquerque. Hmm. And so you can make a donation to the Safe Water Fund, our Safe Water Fund, by going to our website and our donation page, click and make a donation. It goes to the Safe Water Fund that's ministered by the National Christian Foundation, and then they send you a tax receipt, tax deferred receipt for $100, whatever the contribution is that you make. And then you've got a tax deductible contribution. Mm. We are in control of that Safe Water Fund. We can only send that money to 501c3s. We cannot take that money and use it for our own purposes or whatever. We can only give it to non-government organizations or 501c3s, not-for-profits. So we will send $100, for instance, to, you know, Friar Suppliers, for instance, in New York.
Or Samaritan's
Purse. Or you name it, East West Ministries, whoever. And they will in turn take and send $50 to us. We'll ship them a purifier for $50. Okay, so we've sold a purifier, $50, on a $100 contribution. They've got $50 then to to deploy and do their mission as well, send missionaries in the field, help save lives, spread the love of God, you know, the love of Christ around the world and so forth. So it's a win-win for everybody. You get a tax deduction. We get a sale of a purifier. One of the 501c3s we're working with has some funds to operate with, and so it's a win for everybody.
Well, I am excited to talk to you a little bit more. I hope you'll stay with us for a few more segments. We're going to be back and talk about the bigger technology that can handle a whole entire community and lots more with Rodney Harrington with Aqua Research. Stay with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect.
I'm Rob Snead, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of the other guys, old school, hokey games, and cheesy sales tactics, then come experience something new school at Power Ford. Our approach is simple. We make it all about you. Every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty, complimentary maintenance, and roadside assistance. And we also guarantee that we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
You're searching for real solutions to your all-too-real problems. Find true, lasting, biblical solutions at the Real Conference for Women on September 20th and 21st at Eastern Hills Baptist Church. This is a citywide event for women of all ages. College students are only $10. We're here to get real, and we invite you to as well. For more information or to register, go to our website, getrealwithgod.com. That's getrealwithgod.com.
We would like to thank Wilger Enterprises, Bosque Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, and High Desert Hospice for help teeing off the Star 88 Golf Tournament. Register online at star88.fm/golf.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My wife and I are volunteers in jails and prisons in North Georgia, and we've been running into a roadblock about baptism. We're not allowed to go in certain facilities because of the subject. We're not allowed to talk about the subject. We're not allowed to baptize people. I have contacted one of our state representatives, and he said he would look into the matter, but I've not heard back from him in about 6 or 8 weeks.
Yeah, let me get you in touch with our legal staff here. I mean, you know, talking about the topic of baptism is not illegal, and if they're acting like it's illegal, that's absolutely incorrect. So what we need to do is find out exactly what the topic is and what the concern is and get the parameters of it. You hang on the line. We'll get you in touch with our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice.
Learn more about what we do to protect your religious liberties and how you can help by visiting us online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back on ABQ Connect. Rodney Harrington with Aqua Research in studio with me this afternoon. Before we talk with Rodney a little bit more, I want to remind everybody that the Real Women's Conference with Jennifer and Amy, they visited with us a couple times last week, is this weekend at Eastern Hills Baptist Church. They have got some spectacular speakers talking about every challenge of life that women and men face too, but it is a women's conference. Women from, say 14 all the way through as old as you can be, are welcome at the conference. So go to getrealwithgod.com and you'll be excited to be involved with Jennifer and Amy and their conference. Two neat young ladies that have put together a real encouragement for women. Rodney Harrington, Aqua Research, you've had this product, you've deployed it. It's designed to be inexpensive, lasts for years. Really, salt is available. You said that it
universally.
Might.
Universally.
Yeah, universally. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really cost them 50 cents a year, but you're kind of putting a quantity on it.
Nobody's counting. I'm just trying to convey how cheap it is.
Yeah. And so much less than bottled water. So much more effective. We've got ministries that are frequently on our station, like Gospel for Asia. K.P. Yohanan and his ministry team is drilling wells throughout India. And that's a great work because you have to get the water. Mm-hmm. But you're saying, look, if you take nice water out of the ground and put it in a dirty container,
it's contaminated.
It's contaminated, so you need something to treat it.
Right.
If there's ever a flood, there's still water coming out of the ground, but the well itself might be contaminated. So this is just a way to ensure, at very little cost, to have safe water and eliminate waterborne diseases, which is your ultimate mission.
That's
and
correct.
What we do with it as mission organizations and ministries is to just care for people and love people.
Right.
And usually we have that has a profound effect upon faith and what people think and the credibility that we have in sharing what we believe. So
Absolutely. None
of that is content. The very first thing is to try to save lives and to take care of people. And this is a great product. So I'm amazed that you've been doing this, and we want to try to help you. Let the community know what's available and how you can use it. So
Sure. Here's
what we're addressing. You can go buy this product if you're a person that just enjoys the outdoors and you want to go camping and take a little river out of the water out of the river and treat it and be safe drinking it. But we also want to talk to churches, missionaries, grandparents with missionaries in the field. And this is just another tool that people can use. Tell us one more time about, where's your website? How can people actually sponsor one of these devices getting into someone's hands?
Okay. If you want to buy one yourself, you can buy it on our website. You can buy it on Amazon. You go down to the outdoor stores. And the outdoor stores, it's called PA Pure, Potable Aqua Pure. It's in a different container. But you can go to our website and you can order one directly. Our website is www.aquaresearchllc, that's Limited Liability Corporation, but it's just LLC.com. Or if you want to make a donation, you can go direct to a little site we have called DonateH2, that's the number 2GO.com, DonateH2GO.com. That's on our website, and it'll link you back to the rest of our website to look at all the stuff we're doing. But again, when you click a donate H2Go and do a donation there, it goes to the National Christian Foundation Fund, our Safe Water Fund, that we then deploy out to the non-government organizations, the 501c3s we're working with.
And the nice thing is that if somebody donates $100, that and I know you have discounts for various quantities and things that organizations buy, but let's just take general numbers that – out of $100, you send that to a nonprofit ministry.
Right.
They then they use that money to buy a water purifier.
Right.
But then they've got another $50 and change to use for operating their ministry.
Correct.
And
so and all non-government organizations are in the business of raising money to spread the word of God. I mean,
yes.
Okay. So they all operate. They're not operating on profit models. That's the whole idea, not-for-profit, non-government organization. They are operating on donations. And so, of course, we're blessed in this country to be wealthy as we are and have some disposable income to help. And the United States helps people everywhere in the world through organizations like USAID and some others we can talk about. But, it's a great way to save a life, save a family's life. $100 will save a family's life for 10 years, give them safe water. And they've got more productivity. They can go to school. They can work more instead of fighting a disease. It's just a really low-cost way to keep a family safe for 10 years.
And, Rodney, I'll give a personal testimony is – some friends of mine actually took one of the handheld devices, and this was something we hadn't really thought about, but they went down to the Nile River, which is not clean.
Yeah, no.
And they,
no river is.
They picked up a quart of water or a liter of water, and they poured a little bit of this dirty water into one of the little containers that you provide to mix salt and the water. So the dirty water goes in with the salt.
Right.
And then you pour the dirty water in this little device, which is only like 10 drops.
Right.
You push a button and the electrolysis process takes place and creates chlorine out of the salt.
Okay.
Then you pour that into the container and mix it up, and half an hour later you can drink that water. And I can tell you, my friends tested that. It worked flawlessly with no issues. And I know it's hard to believe, but this device is just amazing. And then every week you put it in the sun, you recharge the batteries, and the family can hold on to this thing and use it for 10 years because that's what it's designed for.
Right. And it, with the solar panel, it's not real big on the device. We wanted to keep the device small. So it takes, about 12 hours of direct sunlight, more than a day, to fully recharge it. But like your cell phone, if you plug it into a USB charger somewhere, and a lot of people in the developing world have cell phones, it's in 3 or 4 hours, it's fully charged again.
Hmm.
But, in any event, it's, you can use dirty water to make the salt. We include a little container to make the salt water so that it's easy to put it in the device. It's just a little plastic, 1 ounce plastic bottle, and they get about 10 shots.
Well, it sounds to me like you got every base covered. I'd love for all these mission organizations to really wake up and realize this device is available. But we're going to be back in a minute talking more with Rodney about the Stream device, which is a device that is a little larger and designed to create or help larger communities. So more with Rodney Harrington from Aqua Research. Stay with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 3131. That's promo code 3131 at Vistaprint.com. Own the now.
I'm Rob Snead, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of the other guys, old school, hokey games, and cheesy sales tactics, then come experience something new school at Power Ford. Our approach is simple. We make it all about you. Every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty, complimentary maintenance, and roadside assistance. And we also guarantee that we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Hey, Buddha King, Car Spa here. After an enduring road of commercial development, we are proud to announce the opening of our fourth location and flagship on the west side called Raintone Car Spa Flake, located at the northwest corner and red light of Sevilla and Coors. We are in the heart of Andalucia and La Luz, right across from UFC Gym and Ginger's. The best car wash in all of Albuquerque is now closer to home. West Side, baby. Come see us. Your car will be glad you did.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Rodney Harrington with Aqua Research, an Albuquerque-based company, in studio with me this afternoon. Thank you for staying with us on ABQ Connect. He is the inventor of a water purifier and a technology that can be deployed around the world. It's actually designed with the integrity and strength and efficiency to work in third world countries and the developing world. Rodney, again, thanks for joining us. Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, so again, our website is www.aqua, that's A-Q-U-A, research, R-E-S-E-A-R-C-H-L-L-C.com, or you can go straight to our donate page at www.donateh2, that's the number 2, G-O.com, or you can call our customer service line. Our customer service line is 505, of course, 414-3929. Again, that's area code 505, 414-3929. And you can order or donate direct at that phone number.
So let's talk now about a larger community. I know missionaries in Uganda where they start working with one family, and all of a sudden that turns into 100 families.
Right.
And you've got some technology that can take care of entire communities.
Yes. Uh-huh. So we've, you know, the little device is great for families, but there's a lot of need for churches, for schools, for orphanages, for healthcare facilities. So we've designed what we call Stream, S-T-R-E-A-M. It's a stream system, and it produces disinfectant on a continuous basis. So it comes in a plastic hard case.
About the size of a suitcase.
Yeah, a briefcase. Briefcase, I mean, it's smaller. You can stick it under the seat on an airplane. You can put it in the overhead.
Okay.
You can carry it. It's 18 pounds. But it's a hard plastic case. And we've designed all this stuff for military specs, you know, so that it's bulletproof.
Sure.
And try to be as durable as it possibly can be. Actually, the settings in developing world are tougher than the military.
Mm.
The military guys at least get some training and, you know, but, the stream system is a continuous flow system. It has a little power supply in it. It's got a larger electrolytic cell. It's got a control scheme. And, you collect two buckets. We don't provide the buckets because we don't want to be shipping.
So imagine two metal 50-gallon drums.
Let's just look at two 5-gallon Home Depot buckets.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, everybody's got 5-gallon buckets everywhere. So in one, you pour a certain amount of salt. The salt, there's a scale on the lid of the device. And it tells you how much salt to add for the amount of water you've got in that bucket. You stir it and you make salt water. That's the feed. Then you turn on the device and it can power from 110 or 220.
So you stick a hose from the device into that salt water.
That's right. And it's got a little filter on the end of it just to keep dirt from salt and stuff getting in. And plug it into a 110 or 220 source, or you can also power it from 12 volts, like a car battery or a solar panel. It'll run on any kind of power.
Okay.
So then you push a button on the thing, and it starts a little pump that pumps the salt water out through the electrolytic cell. Power supply is providing power to the cell. Just basically what we're doing is stripping electrons off of chloride in salt. Salt is sodium chloride. So you're stripping electrons off of chloride to make chlorine. And that liquid chlorine solution then flows into a second bucket, a second 5-gallon bucket, and that bucket is filling up with chlorine that you then use to treat larger volumes. And that device, the stream system, will make enough disinfectant to treat 60,000 gallons of water a day.
Wow.
A home swimming pool averages 40 to 50,000 gallons. This will treat 60,000 gallons of water a day. So as an example of an application, we are working in Haiti, and the Caris Foundation, C-A-R-A-S, out of Dallas area, they're a Christian NGO operating in Haiti. They do a lot of work in healthcare facilities. They want a nice contract with USAID. So USAID funded them. They call this the Sante Project. And Caris bought 30 of these stream units to put in some of these healthcare facilities to generate chlorine to sanitize the healthcare facilities, the operating rooms and instruments and
so people. This is not just for drinking water. This is for, you can actually wipe things down and everything with
Absolutely.
This solution. Okay.
Right. So Caris is going to put this in 30 facilities. There's 164 healthcare facilities. So they won this nice $98 million contract with USAID to improve sanitation in healthcare facilities. And they're putting our stream systems in down there to provide the sanitation technology that is needed for those hospitals. Now, they'll use it in the water cisterns in the hospitals. They'll use it in, you know, washing their hands or sanitizing their hands. You know, they'll do it for wash down of surgical rooms and, you know, that type of thing. So that's and then we just shipped a couple of them. To Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
So they're using them down there for drinking water. They're using them for sanitation of surfaces. And they're really, it's been a week or so since the hurricane there. And now everybody's really scared about all the biological decomposition and stuff that's going on. And they're paranoid about cholera in Bahamas right now.
Sure.
So anyway.
Well, and we're just fortunate that we haven't had this kind of destruction in the United States. I mean, even if a state like Florida gets hit really hard, there's instantly teams down there.
Oh.
And even if the running water was eliminated, I remember a few years ago, people are shipping bottled water Well, the shipping costs and the number of plastic bottles left and all of that is an environmental nightmare. But if they just ship in these devices, they can be used.
They could eliminate the use of bottled waters. They could, for instance, last year, if you'll recall, there was a problem in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. They went to a boil water notice for all of Austin, Texas. Now, here's Austin with several, the whole regional area. I don't know how many millions of people it is, but they ran out of bottled water at 10 a.m. in the morning at all the grocery stores in Austin when they went to a boil water notice. So they had the water utility couldn't guarantee the bacteriological safety of the water. It was clean water coming out of the taps, looking clean, but they couldn't guarantee its safety. So they told people to boil the water. If everybody had one of our little devices, they could have disinfected the water right there at their tap and would not have had to boil the water. And our little device will make water safe 10,000 times cheaper than the energy to boil the water.
Unbelievable. Rodney Harrington, Aqua Research. Two more segments to go. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We're visiting today with Holly Slade from Dave Slade & Associates. Holly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
You know, Holly, we talk to a lot of people who, you know, think about selling their home or buying a home. But is there a best time of year to sell a home?
You know, in the Albuquerque market, there is. I should say the Albuquerque Rio Rancho Metro market. We are very much a bell-shaped curve in our community because we're a family community. And so our families like to really move around toward the end of a school year, try and get settled before the beginning of the next school year. So we see a whole lot of activity from May through September. So if you're really interested in getting your home sold quickly, the spring and summer months are really a wonderful time to do it.
Okay, that's some great information, especially for those who may have really thought it was one or the other. I've got a couple times during the year that it would be maybe more beneficial to consider doing that. Really, probably the best thing for them to do is connect with you.
Absolutely.
How would they do that?
They can give us a call directly at 505-342-8100. And we would be happy to walk them through the process, happy to come out and give a free market analysis.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise at knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Rodney Harrington with Albuquerque's Aqua Research in studio with me this afternoon, talking about his H2Go handheld water purifier, his Stream device, and Rodney, we're going to talk now about people that you're working with around the country. You're working with a lot of secular organizations. You're working with a lot of ministries. Tell us a little bit about your partners.
Most all of the people organizations we work with are not secular. Mm. They are Christian NGOs, non-government organizations. And, you know, they're motivated. The ones we work with, clearly, there are 200 non-government organizations in the United States alone that are focused on water, solving the water problem in developing countries. And one of the big ones that we've worked with early on is Operation Blessing International. I mentioned it. Mm-hmm. It's a organization started by Pat Robertson, the 700 Club. Mm-hmm. And he started this disaster relief organization, and they call themselves the Water NGO Water Experts. They're operating in 50 countries, and they've deployed thousands of our little H2Gos, and they have Stream systems in a lot of places. Last week, they delivered streams to Bahamas. They delivered some more yesterday. So they operate in Syrian relief crisis. They, anytime there's a disaster, they're the first ones on the scene. And, they've introduced them in Nepal at the earthquake there, then Central and South America, in Puerto Rico when the big hurricane hit down there. So there's just a lot of places that Operation Blessing has worked with us to get those technologies out. We also have done work with Filipini Sisters. It's a Catholic organization who operate orphanages in India and Africa. And they got a number of our systems, and they give them to the 10 and 12-year-old boys, and it's very aspirational for those young men to help make the water safe. And Sister Mary Beth Lloyd was the one that we've been coordinating with. And she reported back when they've started using these things that they have eliminated typhoid in their orphanages with this technology.
What are some typhoid, cholera? Those are a couple of waterborne diseases.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Typhoid was what caused a lot of deaths in the United States before the advent of chlorination in the United States. Hmm. I mean, it's part of the reason why the average life expectancy in the United States in 1900 was 47 years old, you know.
And the simplicity is that this is bacteria.
It's just bacteria in the water.
And the bacteria is eliminated by...
It's killed.
It's killed.
It destroys the bacteria and, you know, it kills it. So it's no longer viable. It can't replicate in your system to cause, you know, disease and diarrhea and all the other things that it causes.
Mm-hmm.
So we also operate with a Catholic organization out of New York called Friar Suppliers. And they support Franciscan priests and brothers and nuns in New York area, but they also have a mission every year to go to Haiti, and they build 50 houses typically in January each year. And so we're building rainwater collection tanks for those houses. We're putting in our little disinfection devices, our Leche2Go's, and giving them to the families to treat the rainwater. And then we have an organization in Haiti that's not related to us. They like to call themselves Aqua Research Haiti. Mm-hmm. And they deploy these from donations that are made to Friar Suppliers. They ship them to Aqua Research Haiti, again, not related to us. And they take them out and sell them to the population for $5 or $10. Mm-hmm. And that organization gets them from Friar Suppliers for free. And now they can sell them to their neighbors at an affordable rate on a microfinance scheme for $5 or $10, something they can afford.
Sure.
So we're helping, working through that organization to help get this technology deployed in Haiti as an example. And then East West Ministries out of Plano, Texas, operates ministries worldwide. It's East West. They kind of focus on Muslim countries. Evangelize in.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've deployed this technology in a lot of different places. Most recently, they took 200 of them to Cuba to pass them out to families down there and to spread the word down there in Cuba. So it's we've got a lot of interest in Africa right now with the health ministers in Zambia and in Rwanda. And we're working with another organization called Cure.org. They operate six hospitals in Africa and various countries, and they get their water from dubious sources, and they're using it in a hospital, this water, and wondering, do we really have safe water? So we're working with them to evaluate their water sources to see how if they really are safe, and then to get technology in there to help make that water safe in those organizations.
So, again, the treating the water is not just for drinking. I mean, I guess we're used to just jumping in the shower and feeling perfectly safe.
Right.
But folks in developing countries, they need to, for lack of a better term, take a sponge bath.
Right.
But they need clean water to do that with.
Right.
And to clean their eating utensils and bowls and,
right,
and water containers. So yeah, it's really used just like we do. It's used for everything,
right,
but it's clean, disinfected water.
Yeah, you can get cholera from brushing your teeth.
Mm.
Okay. Not drinking it. Well, you're just putting it in your mouth, quote, to
sure
rinse your mouth out.
Yeah.
But we take water, safe water, for granted, and we have a right to. Now, you hear stories about Flint, Michigan, and, you know, the lead problem and things like that, but they're really, there are 330 million people in the United States, you know, so Flint was affected, maybe a million people. Everybody thinks it was lead, and lead is not good. It's not good for kids to drink lead. But the real problem in Flint, Michigan turns out to be Legionella. That's another bug. It's the one that called Legionnaire disease. It killed a bunch of people and got its name from a Legionella convention or Legionnaires convention.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the real problem in Flint. Legionella killed people. The lead didn't. It was not safe water by any stretch. But anyway, so there's we generally in the United States can drink tap water. I'd never drink, I rarely drink bottled water. I just drink tap water, you know, and so I believe in chlorine. There's no question. I believe in chlorine and its power, and all the other major health organizations in the world know that it's the answer.
It is the answer. Aqua Research, born and founded here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's founder Rodney Harrington in studio with us. We have one more segment with Rodney, and we hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back after these messages.
Is there something missing in your walk with the Lord? Do you ever feel overwhelmed, powerless, riddled with anxiety? Well, you're not alone. According to a recent study, anxiety and depression in the United States are at all-time highs. Yet Scripture tells us not to worry, to trust the Lord, to be filled with joy. Hello, men of Albuquerque. This is Dave Slade. The early church faced incredible challenges, but they rejoiced in their persecutions and troubles because they were filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our source of power, of joy, of fulfillment. Without the Holy Spirit, it is impossible to live a life that pleases the Lord or to fulfill your God-given purpose. Come join this men's study on the Holy Spirit. We will be studying Pastor Chuck Smith's book, Living Water. We meet Thursday mornings at 6:30 a.m. at Calvary Albuquerque in the Hub, the building just north of the main sanctuary. That's Thursday, 6:30 a.m. at Calvary Albuquerque. Come join me, Dave Slade, and other men as we learn how to unleash the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
No matter what, your system is going to break.
Are you kidding me?
When it does, give Bosque Heating and Cooling a call.
Perfect.
That's 444-7200. Whatever it is, Bosque is just a call away. 444-7200. Yeah, that's their number. 444-7200. Or visit www.ourhouseishot.com. That's www.ourhouseishot.com.
We would like to thank Southern Boulevard Automotive, Maestas Development Group, and Petrie Buick GMC and Kia for helping tee up the Star 88 Golf Tournament. Register online at star88.fm/golf.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens, and they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. The goal of Aqua Research is to eliminate waterborne diseases around the world. And that's a noble mission. Rodney Harrington with Aqua Research, the founder and inventor of these water purifying products, in studio with me. Rodney, how can our listeners help you to improve the health and well-being of the poorest of the poor?
All right. Well, our target audience primarily is the 1 billion people, roughly 1 billion of the 7 billion on the planet, that don't have access to safe water. They're making $1 to $2 a day. Their primary daily mission is food and shelter, but they have to have water. And some of them spend a lot of time collecting water. So they don't, a lot of them don't realize the dangers associated with water. And again, 9,000 people a day die from waterborne disease, and most of those are kids under the age of 5. So a large part of the funds to support our missions come from donations. It's donations to non-government organizations. It's donations to our Safe Water Fund. Again, we are a for-profit company. It allows us to innovate, develop, and deploy these technologies. And donations, again, can be made directly to our Safe Water Fund. Is a tax-deductible contribution, and you can do that by going through www.donateh2go.com or on our website, www.aquaresearchllc.com, or you can call our customer service line at 505-414-7000. 3929. So, again, the Safe Water Fund is a donor advised fund. It's, ministered by the National Christian Foundation here in Albuquerque. And as Americans, we're the wealthiest nation on earth. We're continually bombarded by requests for donations, whether it be on street corners or telemarketers or social media requests, TV, or directly at our doors. At Aqua Research, we know we have the lowest cost solution that puts responsibility for safe water directly in the hands of the users. Because in these developing countries, political inaction, whatever, or these people are not getting piped, tapped, safe tap water at their faucets. They don't have the faucets to begin with. So our question is the life of an individual or family worth $100? And we can provide them safe water for 10 years. And so we're asking your listeners, Jim, to help us solve this greatest health crisis on the planet. So help us work with our NGOs and help spread the word, Christ's love, throughout the planet with this technology.
Rodney, if you are part of an NGO right now or part of a Christian ministry or part of any organization that wants to go into countries and help people, even emergency response type things here in the United States.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They can get involved. They can utilize, the Safe Water Fund, your funding agent, or
right.
They can raise their own money and buy these units from you at a greatly discounted price.
Yes.
So there's all kinds of ways that they can be involved in deploying this technology.
That's true.
Where do you go, what happened with you, Rodney? Why did you get so involved in inventing this technology?
Well, I was, I work for a consulting engineering firm here in Albuquerque. And, it was a government products business. And, we did a lot of development work with the military. And one of the products, one of our employees came to us with this electrolytic technology. This is before Aqua Research. I was one of the founders of a company called Miox, M-I-O-X, here in town. And I left Miox in 2010 when I realized that we had evolved the technology to the point that it could really be applicable to the developing world. We could really develop something that could solve the problem. And it's the cheapest solution for making water safe for people in developing countries. So it got me inspired, motivated. My dad said, go. He funded me to get started. We've got a number of investors here locally in New Mexico that have been very good supporters. And we're, trying to get to profitability to really get this out there and grow this business. We've got some great marketing partners now on board to help us get the message out. But if people want to help, save lives on the planet. We believe we have an excellent way to do it through donations.
One more time, give us your website to make donations.
Okay, so our basic website is www.aquaresearch, that's AquaresearchLLC.com, or directly to our donation page at www.donateh2go.com. Or call our customer service line at 505-414-3929.
And just want to emphasize one more time that if you do make a donation, that money then goes to the National Christian Foundation, which
Correct.
Happens to be based in Albuquerque.
Right.
And then they administrate giving that money to a nonprofit organization that in turn turns around and buys the units from you.
They manage the finances. They send you the tax deductible forms. Mm. But we're the ones that deploy that money.
Gotcha.
Okay, so we then take the money that's contributed to that fund.
But
and
it's,
then
but it's all used to save people
correct.
And to eliminate waterborne disease.
Correct.
Rodney Harrington, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. We're going to have you back here in a few weeks to talk about this a little bit more.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a real pleasure to be here and talk about this. And, so thank
Thanks
you
for joining
much.
Us. We'll see you tomorrow on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT.
The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.